15 years ago when I made Aliyah to Jerusalem, in a moment of weakness, I applied for an Israeli driver's license. And even though I had been driving for many years in the United States, there's no reciprocity. So I had to take a course in how to drive. The course bears no resemblance to how people drive in Israel. And when I passed the course, then you had to take an actual driving test. And I got in the automobile, and I drove. The tester was in the car with me. Now, the rule in Israel is that the person that administers the test cannot tell you at the end whether you passed or failed. But nevertheless, when I completed the route and I brought him back to the testing station, he said to me, well, he said, I see you're a good driver. I was vastly encouraged by that. So I said, well, what did you see about me that you think that I'm such a good driver? He said, I noticed that before you pulled out into traffic, you looked in the rear view mirror. He said, nobody here looks in the rear view mirror. You just pull right out. Well, you don't tell a rabbi something like that without getting a sermon back. So I said to him, that's the problem in the Jewish world. We just pull out into traffic. We never look in the rearview mirror. We don't know where we've been. So how can we know where we're going? And we always think that, God forbid, we're going to crash. The rearview mirror of the Jewish people is extremely important. Our past, to a great extent, governs our future. It highlights we've been there before. And once we realize that, so then the future looks less foreboding. Rabbi Moshe ben Nachman, the Ramban, in 1263 was engaged in a debate with the Catholic Church. An apostate Jew represented the church, and he wanted to prove Christianity from the Talmud. And the Ramban was given freedom of expression by the King of Aragon, James I. And the Ramban said, you know, we are one sheep within, surrounded by 70 wolves, and we have survived. Does that not say something? Does that not prove something? And we read, the Navi says, Ani Hashem lo shonisi, I, the Lord God, have not changed. None of our values have changed. God is not politically correct. Ve'atem b'nei Yaakov lo chilisem. And the proof of that is that you, the children of Jacob, still exist. You mean after 100 years, the past 100 years, there still is a Jewish people? There's a state of Israel? There's Torah? There are thousands of people that are willing to come in order somehow to come closer to our past? That says something about us. That says a great deal about us. And therefore, that is what gives me, at least, great encouragement regarding our future. I had a neighbor of mine in Muncie who was a Holocaust survivor. And after 25 years, she had rebuilt her life, she had a family, she was financially successful, she and her husband. She decided she's going to go back and visit her old hometown in Poland. So when she came back, I asked her, tell me what happened. So she said, I went to my old house, which is still standing, the house that my family owned and we lived in. And there was, our Polish neighbors were living there. They took over the house. And when I walked in the door, the neighbor recognized me. And she said to me, "Bella, you're still alive?" That's the wonder. So I don't know what's going to be with Iran, and I don't know what's going to be with Egypt, and I don't know who's going to win the World Cup. There are a lot of things that even a rabbi doesn't know. But I do know that the word of the Lord, the promises that have been made to us, are valid. There's a little park in Rehavia that I walk through almost every day to go to the post office. That's one of the great experiences in Israel, is going to the post office. You have to devote at least 3 hours of your day to the experience. And when you get to the teller, she says, "Not here." In any event, so to go to the post office, I cut through the park. It's a shortcut. I love to go to that park because in the park there are little children playing. There are elderly people sitting in the sun. And when I walk in the park, I see the words of the prophet Zechariah fulfilled in front of my eyes. Od yeshvu zkenim uzkenos b'chutzos Yerushalayim. Old people will sit in the streets of Jerusalem and they'll watch their grandchildren at play. And so going through the park to me is a biblical experience. It's a fulfillment, literal fulfillment. And just as that was fulfilled, other things will be fulfilled as well, and I don't know how. There'll be all the naysayers, all the prophets of doom and of gloom, all those that tell us it can't be. They always will be confounded. Because Netzach Yisrael lo yishaker. The future of the Jewish people never will prove false. But we have to do our part. As the chief rabbi pointed out, this is not a passive situation. We have to build the Jewish people. We have to build the Jewish state. We have to build schools. We have to educate. We have to publicize. We have to believe. And we have to be able to answer. And to say, as we have always said, that truth cannot be outvoted. It's not a matter of resolutions. It's not a matter of what the high and mighty say. To a great extent, it's a matter of what we do. And here we have an example. I need not tell you that if someone would have told South African Jewry just a few years ago that you could put together a crowd such as this and an affair such as this dedicated to Torah and to Jewish values, there would have been a lot of people that said it couldn't be done. But it was done because Rabbi Goldstein is stubborn. I cannot tell you how stubborn he is. I think all of us who are here are living examples of his perseverance, at least. But it happened. Everything can happen. And that's not to say that the future will be easy. Never has been easy for us. And it's lonely. And we're a very small people in a very large world. And there are many that would like to destroy us. But I want to mention only one thing in conclusion. I had a conversation with Anatol Sharansky. In fact, I was at the wedding of his child to a child of a member of my shul in Yerushalayim. We were talking. So he said to me, "You know, it's a strange world," he said. "I'm chairman of the Jewish agency. And I ride around in a Volvo, and I travel all over the world, He says, and Gorbachev is doing Pizza Hut commercials. And if you think of it, Mimi Lele Avraham, Eniko Bonim Sora, who imagined such a thing? Og Melech HaBoshan said at the Bris of Yitzchok, I'll crush him with my thumb. It never happened. We have suffered greatly, paid an enormous price for our journey through history. But the eternity of Israel, the eternity of Torah, the eternity of the Jewish people is guaranteed. We will create it, and we will be part of it. Our children, our grandchildren, future generations will look back at us in appreciation for our stubbornness, for our will, for our belief, and for what we have constructed. Thank you.